my boobs hurt really bad.
Maybe you're pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you want to tell him.
Why? You don't owe him anything. You don't even know this guy. Maybe he just deserves to know that, like, I'm not a psycho. This happened, and I'm going to get an abortion.
Hey, Max. Remember from before when we did sex to each other? I'm having your abortion. Do you want to share a dessert? Leave with that. Definitely leave with that. Perfect.
Okay, here's the deal. Jenny Slate breaks out of her rocky screen career to carry a film that juggles an impressive number of topics. Obvious Child focuses on a young stand-up comic who is dealing with various issues in life, including losing her day job, dealing with her problematic parents, and facing an unwanted pregnancy. Though the film is easily marginalized as an abortion movie, it's really a character study that doesn't try to politicize the issue, but rather show the reality of it in our society. The real focus is Slate and her character and how she handles the situations life throws at her. Cut from a similar cloth as HBO's Girls, though with a gentler touch and not as aggressive, Obvious Child finds its center in the independent spirit that helped make the fringe cinema of the 90s so unique. Obvious Child gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.